For 2 weeks, we've been bombarded with photos and video of the devastation in Haiti. I was looking through a photo essay on the web with pictures of corpses in the streets and horribly injured survivors, and I had to ask myself, are some of these images too graphic? Do they exploit the people and the culture that they represent? We're joined now by Paul Taggart. He faces these questions every day in his job as a photojournalist. He's been covering Haiti since the earthquake hit, and he's currently in the Dominican Republic, but is returning to Haiti soon. And Kenneth Irby joins us as well, leader of the Visual Journalism Group at the Poynter Institute. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Paul, we've featured some of your photos from Haiti on our website. Can you tell me about some of the more striking pictures that you've taken?
One of the stories we worked on in that first week of coverage was following a man named Montpazier. Nazil is a 56-year-old man who volunteered on the first day after the quake to collect bodies in the street, which is both, you know, medically important to get these off the street, but also just for the mentality of the people. So I ended up following him for 3 or 4 days over the last week and a half. And so some of those images are rather graphic, but I think in the context of following this volunteer Haitian, it's more of a rounded out story, but pretty dramatic stuff.
So you face this particular issue every day as you bring a shot into your lens, and you have to consider whether to take a photo or not. You're getting paid for your work. Do you ever feel like you're exploiting the subjects of your photos?
No, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't take the picture if I thought that I was. Just like any job or anybody doing anything, I think we have an inherent sort of understanding of morality, and I'm not going to do something just because I have a camera that I wouldn't do otherwise. And as far as, like, deciding to take a picture or not take a picture, I usually lean on the side of taking the picture. Whether I file it or not is a different story, and whether an editor uses it in the context in which they use it is something to keep an eye on and keep track of. So I think that's more important of how the image is used, where it's used in the context of it, than whether you actually take the photograph or not.
Okay, I want you both to listen to this phone call from one of our listeners.
The name is Tim, calling from Denver, Colorado. It's degenerated a little bit into the balloon boy deal. A lot of the media is like that nowadays. It's not about news, it's about what sells and what can be used to excite people, and most of all, what can be used to scare people.
Kenny, you're not just you don't just work at the Poynter Institute, but you yourself were a photographer. Do you think that the images out of Haiti are used to excite people or scare them?
No, absolutely not, Celeste. I think that the images that I've seen have been a valiant and purposeful attempt to help inform society, particularly we're talking about American coverage, about a very traumatic and sad reality that's happened to our neighbors, not far from us. And the photographs, as we were just hearing from Paul, have brought a vicarious perspective that people need to be able to visualize in order to understand the magnitude of the tragedy there.
But in your duties, what do you think is going too far? What kind of guidelines do you give to photographers to say, take this photo but not this one?
Oh, well, the guidelines, the first thing you have to understand is that the photojournalists are human beings first. They're not robots. And, their guiding principle as journalists working for media organizations and independently those like Paul as well, I mean, their guiding principles are to maximize truth-telling. We teach. There are guidelines in place to seek and report the fullest truth possible and also to be compassionate and thoughtful in terms of minimizing harm. So there are guidelines in place for journalists to govern them. The bigger problem, I think, is not the principles of the journalists, it's the ignorance of the American people. The American people have been protected, sheltered, and privileged and don't want to see the kinds of realities that are happening outside of our borders and to take a responsibility that we have as Americans to help those that are in need.
Although, Kenneth and Paul, you can weigh in as well. When my kids look at a picture like that, they don't think about Haiti. They think about just the person who died, the one person who died. In an earthquake that's the biggest in 200 years, do people of Haiti and corpses in Haiti lose their private rights and become public figures, in a sense, in the pursuit of a historic news story, Kenneth?
Absolutely. I think we've seen that not just only in Haiti. We've seen that in America in 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombing. There have been situations even on our own soil where the news magnitude supersedes individual privacy. Now, that happens because of the news and the news value and the historic value. But journalists are taught to always seek to preserve the dignity of the bereaved, of the deceased, and the survivors that are there. And I think these photographs, as you alluded to in the lead-in, there are some things that journalists see for the purpose of helping the democracy and the society understand the proportions that they don't share. And so there's a thoughtful process of what should be what's shared and where that line is. And that line is a fine line, and it is relative to the society. Now, today we see far more horrific stuff, and children see far more horrific stuff in the video games and movies. And this is truthful reality that we need to be having the conversations with our children about.
Right.
And that's one of the things that a lot of parents don't want to do.
Kenneth Irby is the leader of the Visual Journalism Group at the Poynter Institute. Paul Taggart is a photojournalist covering Haiti, heading back there this week. What do you think? Do you think the photos from Haiti have been exploitative, or have they helped you appreciate the gravity of the situation? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE or at our new website, thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.